It's a good thing until it gets taken too far, and then you're used to a state of not depending on anyone. And then you do for once, and then it's really bad. It's really, really, really bad, and then you're down astronomical. Direct quote, Anna, our roommate, on independence.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Girls with Goals with your hosts,
and Catherine
and Caroline. Good morning, guys. At
Rise
12
and
p.m.,
shine.
I slept so late today for the first time in so long. Last night, to me and Catherine, I was like, okay, let's wake up at 9. Let's record the podcast early in the
I
morning. We
was
can have
up.
our day. All of a sudden, I wake up and it's 11. She should have woken me up.
I thought you'd wake up. But also, if you're sleeping this late, like, you needed sleep,
Yeah,
so I
like,
wasn't just gonna wake
however,
you
I
up.
really needed the sleep, so I'm kind of ultimately glad you didn't wake me up.
We really did need the sleep. Like, my high this week is falling asleep. It's been so nice outside that I've been doing work outside the past couple of days, just like between classes. And on Friday, it was so sunny and nice, and I was exhausted. So I did get no work done, but I just like laid in the sun and like kind of took a half nap. It was so nice. It was so nice. Like, that was fully my high of the week.
Yeah, my high was definitely sitting outside as well. We've had this burst of warm weather in Boston, which just makes me so happy because when it gets cold here, it gets cold, and I don't want it to
And
get
I'm not
cold.
into
It
it.
needs to stay sunny and warm. So we've had such a nice weather week, and every day we've been sitting outside on the grass in these big chairs right in the sun. You know, I've been doing some work, but
I've been doing some work,
I've also been listening
but
to
at home.
music and napping, and we've literally gone with us. We've literally gone with us and our roommate Anna every day, and the three of us just like have been sitting there in the
Been
sun,
sitting
talking,
there, and
hanging out.
it's so nice.
It's so nice. I don't want it to end. I hope this week is the same. I need to look at the weather, actually. I have
It's
no
not gonna be
idea.
the same, but I'll still be outside because, like,
God damn, I'll still be
why
outside. I'll
would
just
you
wear a
be inside
hoodie.
when you could not be?
No, literally, I'll just wear a hoodie and go outside because it's like, it's been hot in like a tank top and leggings. Like, it's been hot.
I will be outside. My low for the week was, I forget what day it was, but I was on my last straw. I don't know, I was just so exhausted and doing work. I was getting nothing like productive done. And so I made myself go for a walk, take a break. And I was like, let's get some fresh air. And I decided I would bring a little like seltzer water with me because hydration. I thought it would be a nice thing for me to do for myself. So I make it like one block before I trip and drop the whole seltzer. It carbonated, like bounced, fizzed everywhere. And I'm there. I was already on my last straw. Didn't know it could get worse. It got worse. And so now I'm out of seltzer, right? So I thought I would do something nice for myself. And so I just keep walking, pick it up, throw it in the trash. I keep walking. I go another block and I get barked at by a
Oh
man on the
no.
street. I got barked at. I'm already so
If
unwell.
you live in Boston, like they're relentless on the streets here. Like worse
They're
than any other city for some reason. Like
for
the
some
catcalling, the
reason,
staring, like for
the
some reason it's
staring.
really, really
But I got barked at,
prominent
and I'm
here.
already just like not having it. And bark, bark, tears down my face.
Oh no. Oh no.
But you know
Wait,
what?
tears on your face walking down the sidewalk in Boston?
Can't say it's not like a new thing
Right, well,
that's happened
I was
before.
just gonna say that sounds quite similar to my low.
Right, okay. What's your low?
So, oh my God. I think that we both just had like very burnt out, exhausted moments this week, it sounds
Mercury's
like.
just hella
Mercury
retrograde.
be hella. You can't blame yourself. You just have to blame Mercury, because
Mercury,
it's just hella
hella
in
retrograde.
retrograde. Direct
Taylor
quote, Taylor
Swift.
Swift. So, yeah, like I said, I think this week just became like pretty exhausting for both of us, and towards the end we were like very burnt out. And on Friday, my mom came to visit us because she lives only an hour away. And like she took her time out of her day to come to Boston, hang out, and when she was here, I just felt so exhausted, so burnt out and overwhelmed in that moment that I was like barely able to engage with her, which I felt really bad about, and I was like, I'm really sorry. Like, I'm struggling so hard to hold a conversation right now because my brain is just like, it's just
Has
done. Like,
nothing.
I've done too much thinking. I literally have nothing left in my brain at this moment. And so I felt really bad about that. And then there was one moment, which I'll explain, which just sent me. And then I was in the worst mood, and then I also ended up crying in public
Right,
in
and I didn't know,
Boston.
so I met them. I had class, so I like met them for lunch, and I would sat down, and I didn't like look at them before I sat down and started talking. And a solid minute into me talking, I look up. Caroline is bawling, and I was just,
Yeah.
oh, what did I
Let me
miss?
explain the situation that she missed, because it's like not that big of a deal, but like maybe you'll kind of understand where my brain was at. I was already like so frustrated and tired and stuff. Then I really wanted a new like a gold necklace, because I have this little gold chain and I want something to like layer it with, and I've been looking for a new necklace. And so we go into a store and I'm looking at jewelry, and then we look at like the 14 karat gold stuff, and then my mom was like, I don't know if you should buy that, like you might lose it, you don't want to like spend your money on that if you're gonna lose it and stuff. So then I go and I look at the cheaper stuff, and then my mom is like, well, like you don't want to get that, that'll just like tarnish and stuff, you're gonna wear it, you're gonna sweat, you're gonna shower, blah blah
So
blah.
what's the other option?
So then I go and I look at like the middle price stuff for myself, where it's like gold plated but it's not solid gold. And then my mom goes, well, I don't know if that's worth it. Like, if you're gonna do that, like maybe it's still not gonna be good quality. I don't know if that's worth your money and stuff. And that just sent me, because I was like, why does this have to be so complicated? Why does such a l
Right.
little thing as me wanting to buy myself
A
a
necklace.
necklace have to become this like complicated thing where it feels like you're like scheming to like get the best thing and the best price? And it's like don't get me
It
wrong,
was just like
like
an
I don't
added
want to
stressor you
spend
didn't
money
need
on
in that
something that's
moment.
not worth it, but it's like I don't know, I was just like, why does everything in life that's supposed to be so simple have to become this big stressor? Like, why does every single thing have to be blown up and become a stress? And so that sent me a little bit. We walked down the street, we sit down at a juice place to meet in Catherine, and I just start crying because I was overwhelmed. And then that was the cherry on top, where I was just like, everything is just too complicated. So with that,
I know, like, everyone that I've talked to recently about, like, how are you? It's been overwhelmed, unwell, doing too
Right. A
much.
lot of people are saying that it's just like it's too much.
Yeah.
Everything is too much. Yeah.
That's true. That being
Life
said,
is a lot sometimes.
life is a lot sometimes, but with that, my goal is I've been feeling overwhelmed and so behind on all the, like, little tasks that have to get done. And those are the things that those things overwhelm me. So, like, emails, schoolwork, like studying, staying on top of that stuff. The things that just like pile up, if you don't get to them right away, I will be getting that together this week
Good.
and staying on top of it, because it will get done, obviously. Like, if I have a deadline, I'm gonna meet it. But when I leave it to the last second is when it causes me a lot of stress, so we're gonna try and stay ahead of the game.
Yeah, that's good. Mine's definitely to sleep earlier, because like sleep just contributes so much to everything, and I don't think I've been on a good sleep schedule, and that's definitely been contributing to me having some of these exhausted moments. So I really want to be asleep by 11 every day this week. I think that's a reasonable goal for me, because
That's a good
I
time.
like to get up early. If I try to tell myself I'm going to be asleep by 10, that's not going to happen, and then maybe it'll turn into like 12, and I don't want that. So my realistic goal is 11, and yeah, I want to make that happen. But also, I'm kind of with you on trying to get those little tasks done, like just blocking out more time to go sit outside and work, or go to the library and
Yeah.
work or something every day, just to like make sure that I'm keeping up with those things, is so helpful. Even if you don't have like a big thing, just go spend an hour picking up all of the little tasks. This week, our topic is independence. Being independent. We are very independent people, and I love that. I think it's such an empowering feeling, and today we want to really unpack it. Why we think we're so independent, how to gain independence, and the security and self-confidence that comes with it if you don't feel independent yet. The pros and the cons that come with the trait, and everything in between, all of that.
So independence came somewhat naturally to us. You know, we were always, as kids, just outgoing and confident. Living in Hong Kong fast tracked it for us. That kind of, you had to make friends and stay confident, stay outgoing. But then moving back to New Hampshire is when it really solidified, like, in us internally, being super independent.
That didn't happen right away, though.
Oh no, it
Also,
took time for sure.
it backtracked before it then kind of
Right,
like
right,
exploded and
right.
like became what it
That's the
is.
whole, like we talked about in the first episode, like we lost kind of our core personality traits, one of those being independent, right when we moved back because we were trying to just fit in and make friends. And then once we realized
Yeah.
what we were doing, we kind of switched and gained that part of ourselves back again.
Yeah, I mean, we moved to Hong Kong when we were 9, almost 10, and it's like you immediately have to like navigate this whole world, like new people. You have
Knew
to be
everything.
independent. You're also living in a city, so there's just so much that kind of got fast tracked with us for us with that.
But it's good because we've always known that we've like had the capability to be independent like this just because of genuinely who we are naturally. Like we knew that. But it wasn't put into action as significantly as it is now until we did make that move, like we talked about in the first episode. And we always come back to this move because it was such a definitive event in our lives. But when we moved back, we were on our own. We had to tap into that independence entirely and then just embodied it from there.
Yeah, we've also always been social people. I think that's like really built into us, but it's also kind of like our perspective on it has changed a lot over the years. So coming back to New Hampshire, obviously we wanted to be social, right? We're also 14, just starting high school. We really put ourselves out there and tried to be friends with everyone. Most people, unfortunately, were not very welcoming or nice to us. Some were, thankfully, and I'm very grateful for those people, but of course, the negative things always stick with you more than the positive things do. So, the negativity that came from a lot of people really impacted us. We felt like we had to kind of silence ourselves. And in that case, I think we suppressed our independence and a lot of the qualities that are really who we are and just tried to, go with the flow and fit in to get by because I mean, you're a kid, you're in high school that like seems like it's the whole world at that point. It's like all you really
Well,
want is
it is your whole
it
world
is
at
the
that
whole world
point.
around you, so it's like all you want is for people to accept you and fit in
And just feel comfortable in that.
and yeah, and to do that, a lot of like our best qualities and independence and all of that kind of got
Had to be
suppressed.
suppressed a
Kind of
little
kicked
bit
to the
for the time
curb.
being. But then, I don't know, we were always just getting like spat out by different friend groups, switching it
Spat
around.
out.
We had this like constant cycle of putting effort into building good relationships because that's what we really valued, and then eventually being the ones kicked out of them. It was honestly, it's a joke how many times it happened where we would like merge two friend groups just because we had always felt like we were being left out of things, so we never wanted that to be the case for other people. So we would.
Yeah.
Everyone was always invited if people would like come to our
Right.
house. And then we would merge two friend groups. They would become one.
And spit
We're
us
out
right
of
out.
it.
Spit us out. It happened.
Literally, no, I it happened
It
six
happened
times, six definitive
at
times.
least, I don't know how you counted that, but
Because I've counted it
it
so
happened
many
a
times.
ridiculous amount of times. And after a couple of years, that became pretty damaging. I'm sure everyone listening has been through friend breakups or something similar, and you know that it'll make you question yourself. It'll make you question your worth and all of that. And I think that suppressed our independence and some of our other qualities because
Yeah.
we were always trying to find our worth in other people and we were always getting thrown out by them. So what does that tell you? If
Not good
what does that
things.
tell you if you're always chasing other people and like trying to be friends and people always after a month or so just decide that they're done with you and they're bored with you and you spit them out? Like what does that make you think of yourself?
Yeah. And okay,
It's
we talked about
draining.
this in our first episode again, but between like junior and senior year of high school, we moved houses, same school and everything. But we were suddenly in this entirely new environment. It was a new town,
One
and
that we loved and that really
that we
helped us
really, yeah,
thrive.
we really, really liked it. And but we woke up in this new environment, and we were like, "What are we doing?" Because we didn't feel like ourselves. We looked at our lives kind of from above in that moment, and like, "What the fuck are we doing here?" We were just living in an environment that wasn't either of us. Neither of us were like thriving at all in it. So we had to reevaluate, and we realized that we lost that strong independence and that empowering feeling of knowing who you are and being confident with yourself.
Yeah, and just like being content with yourself and not needing anything else. Like, we forgot what that was like.
Right.
So, we took it back. We took a year or so to really find ourselves again. And I think looking back at it, we make it like sound more dramatic than it was because it's not like all of a sudden one day we were like,
No.
fuck everything, like, blah, blah.
It took time, and we didn't really gain that perspective until we were out of it, and, like...
Exactly. But all of a sudden, we just started, like, kind of taking that control back, taking that independence back, and, like, taking these slow steps towards kind of rediscovering ourselves. And, I mean, that was so necessary. We cut off any friendships that didn't serve us. That was huge, was after all of this time and these years of being so frustrated, feeling like people only wanted to be our friends for, like, a short period of time, and then they would just kick us out, and that people didn't actually, you know, that feeling of, like, never knowing where you actually stood with people.
Yeah.
Is exhausting.
And that's, like, I hate that now.
I hate that. That's the last thing I want. That's the last thing that you should want. It's so draining to, like, have friends that you don't know if they're actually your friends or not, right? Like, that's not a real friendship. And so we cut off all of those things. You know, friendships that make you feel bad about yourself, you don't deserve that. Friendships that make you question where you stand at all times, that's exhausting and manipulative, and you don't deserve that. Friendships who just don't align with the life that you want, you just don't need that, and it's dragging you down. So look around at your relationships. How do they make you feel? Hopefully really good, but if not, you should reevaluate.
And you can reevaluate.
Yeah. So
and
we
that's
did. Like,
that's your power to do so.
So we did. We ended all of the negative relationships and instead turned all that energy positive and put it into ourselves.
And I want to highlight that being independent doesn't mean being alone. It means being confident in yourself and your capabilities and not needing anyone else to be who you are.
Yeah, definitely. The goal is never to be alone or lonely, but it's to have such a good relationship with yourself that you don't ever need anyone else for validation or for happiness or to have experiences. And how do you find those right people that actually add to your life and make it a better place? You be 100% with yourself, you know who you are, and then you put that person out in the world and you have patience and you find some of the right people. And that's also not easy, right?
It's everything not
sounds
easy.
More
the
simple
patience,
and it doesn't happen fast.
It takes so long. But I promise it will happen.
And it's always, like, this ever-changing thing, right? It's not like all of a sudden you, like, have a few good people in your life and it just, like, sticks forever. Like, you want those core solid people, but it's this, like, constantly flowing thing where, like, people come and people go and a lot of people stay. But, like, it's a lifelong journey of, like, finding the right people.
It's a process.
It's a process.
But when you
me
are
convincing myself that, like, it's okay that I don't have that many friends, I'm like, no, it's like a lifelong journey.
I put a picture up. Someone asked, like, a little question box on my Instagram of how do you deal with FOMO, and Caroline and our roommate Anna were in different places the other night, and they took a picture without me. And, of course, it gave me FOMO, so I photoshopped myself in, and so I was going to post the picture as, like, my response to the FOMO question. And the little caption on it was, my friends took this picture without me to give me FOMO. And I showed Anna, and she was like, we realized I just said my friends, and it was literally my sister and my roommate. Like, that's the friend group.
That's the friend group right
That's
now.
The friend
but
group.
But it's the best friend group.
But it's the best, yeah.
Your circle will probably always be smaller once you find this independence inside of you, because you're going to value your relationships more. And here's the thing. It's like, do you actually have good friends, or do you just have a lot of people around you?
And
I think a lot of people just have a lot of people around them.
And sometimes you see that and you don't know the depth of people's relationship or their connection, and you just think, oh my god,
this person has so many friends.
Like, I want more friends. I always want more friends. And I mean, we make a joke that the friend group is the three of us, but we have other friends that are just to varying levels and different extents. It's just the three of us are the most, like,
we're very
close with each other and have the most,
yeah,
like, the deepest connection. And that's okay. Like, you have different friends for different purposes, and different people in your life serve different purposes, and not everyone needs to be that extremely deep connection.
Mm-hmm.
But it is super valuable to have a couple.
Yeah. And like, since that, you touched on, like, on FOMO and stuff, and that kind of goes with what we're talking about. FOMO, if you don't know what we're saying, it's the fear of missing out, feeling like everyone else is, like, experiencing more or doing more and you're missing out. If you see people and it seems like they have so many friends, it's like, yeah, they might, but also if you were them, like, they could still so easily be lonely because you don't know the extent of those relationships. You don't know the
Yeah.
value of those friendships. And think about it from your perspective because I'm like, sometimes I feel like I have no friends or I have.
Sometimes I feel like I have zero friends. Sometimes I feel like I'm so solid, and it fluctuates by the hour.
Well, what I'm saying is sometimes I feel like I have very few friends, but it's because I place so much value in friendships and I have a very high standard of friendships
Right.
because I know what it feels like to have good relationships and I know what it feels like to have
Shitty
not so good
relationships.
relationships, and so I'm really careful kind of with who I have really good relationships and friendships with.
Yeah.
At the same time though, I have a lot of friends around me and I have a lot of friendly people and there are a lot of other people that I like. So I'm like, from an outsider's perspective, it could look like I have so many friends. So then when you're looking at these other people and you're thinking, oh my God, they have so many friends and
They
stuff,
could be
it's
in the
like
exact same position as
you
you.
also, yeah, they could be in the exact same position as you. You don't know the extent of those relationships. So never, never be comparing how many friends you have to how many friends someone else has, because what's really more important is
The quality
the
of them.
quality and the depth of those relationships and how content and happy you are with yourself without any of that.
Right. That's the basis for everything. If you're not content and happy with yourself before other people come into your life, you're not going to be content and happy with yourself after they come into your life.
Right, because the goal of independence is not to be alone. It's to not to be this like
It's not to need
almighty,
any.
like I don't need anyone else in my life, or like I don't want anyone else in my life. I just want to be by myself. It's like,
It's to be self-sufficient and self-confident in your capabilities to do whatever you want.
exactly, so that you are 100% with yourself, so that you can bring all these other good people in your life, but ultimately your self-worth, your happiness and stuff is not dependent on anyone else. It's independent.
Right.
It's you.
Right. And we talk about independence as such an empowering and beneficial tool, right? It's a tool that you use to help fuel yourself, your drive, your motivation. Like it can help fuel your relationships with other people too. And it can absolutely come from a positive place, and that's where we're at now with it. But in the beginning, it was a little bit of a coping mechanism and coming from a not so positive place. But as we've gotten better at it, we've practiced it a little bit. We've each had our own unique experience with these and this kind of evolution of our independence, but we've learned to use it as this positive tool that now it is for us, and that empowering and beneficial aspect of who we are that we're now trying to help you all find that same angle with it.
So, how do you gain that independence, or how do you find that independence within yourself if you don't feel like it's something that you have?
Some of our favorite ways to practice independence is one, the gym, fitness. It's such a direct connection of like physical strength, mental strength, everything. To just, once again, using the word empower, it's gonna empower you. It's
Right.
not only empowering you in the moment, like when you're in the gym, when you're doing your workout, to make you feel strong and capable, but
Also, after
throughout
the
your
fact,
entire day,
and just ultimately
in your
within your
entire
life, once
life.
that's like a part
Yeah,
of your life
once
and
that's a
once it's a
habit,
habit, it.
it becomes engraved in you that, yes, you can.
Yeah.
Like, you are so capable. And a part of that is the gym is such a personal thing. Like, it's you and you in there. If I don't care what type of workout you're doing, if it's cardio, if you're doing weights, if you're doing yoga,
You are the one doing
like,
it.
you are the one doing it.
No
You are
one's
the
doing it
one
for you.
pushing yourself. You are the one getting yourself to do the exercise. You are the one doing the exercise. The strength is all coming from you, physical and mental. And it's such an amazing thing to see yourself do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's what it's about. That's why the gym, like, it can't be just about your body. It can't be just about like weight loss or whatever you want it to be. Because
The benefits go so much deeper than that.
seriously, like it is like one thing that is like almost one of the only things in the world that you can do for yourself that is like just good for you, and it's just you. Like, no one else has a control. No one else is picking up the weight for you. No one else is putting one step foot in front of the other for you. No one is getting yourself to the gym for you.
Right, the foundations of all of it are just good things for yourself when you're doing it out of a out of a good place, you're doing it in a good way.
And it goes so much farther than that, because it's like, if you can do that for yourself, you
Oh my
can
God, you
show
can
up
do
for yourself and
anything.
do that for yourself, then you show yourself that like you can keep a promise to yourself. You have the power and the strength to be the person who you want to be, to do these things for yourself. So once you start showing up for yourself for one thing, for two things, then you build that momentum, you build that strength, you build that independence, that then you have it throughout your life for everything else, right? It's that like baseline. It's like the
Right,
backbone
and
of everything.
it's engraved in you that you can, and you won't even think twice about trying to do something else, even if it's outside of the gym, because you know you can.
Right? That's why like some people are just like they get so addicted to the gym and stuff. It's because of that empowering feeling that it's just one place where you always get that.
Right. Now I want to
It
go to the
really like
gym. I
falls
want to
into the
get up
rest of
and
your
go to
life.
the gym right now.
Sunday rest day though. It's time to recover, and this week is
I
gonna be
know.
great. Start back tomorrow. Great.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
Another thing that kind of goes along with that is nutrition. Educating yourself on nutrition and making like the nutritious choices that really serve your body and feeling confident in that is also very empowering, because you figure out what makes your body feel good, what fuels your body, and then you give it exactly what it needs and what it wants. And that's just another thing that you can kind of take this control over in your life and have that independence on, and something that is going to make you feel good, and that you can also only really do for yourself. And that also, that doesn't mean like being super strict with it and like only eating chicken and vegetables, whatever. No, it's just taking that extra effort to nourish your body, give it what feels good physically, mentally,
Right.
like, and just doing what feels good, not restricting
There are no
yourself, but not
rules with that. Like,
also
we're not
over,
telling you to follow a diet. It's just you know that you have the power to put into your body what you want to put in so that you get what you want to get out.
And I know that you guys feel that, because I feel that. Like, when we eat more balanced, everything in our lives feels better. Your gut health is better, and
Right.
your gut health is connected to your brain health, and then so your mental health is better. You physically feel better. You can do more. You just feel better about, you physically and mentally feel better, and you also just feel more confident in what you're doing.
The energy switch when I like eat a vegetable after if I like I have not had vegetables the past couple of days because we just don't have any, like we're out of food in the house and I've been eating like fruit and oatmeal instead, and I didn't realize how much it had taken a toll on me, and then I ate a vegetable, immediate energy
Snap.
boost.
Immediate energy boost.
Immediate energy
It does a
boost.
lot. It really does.
But it's just so crazy, like you can control
How you
all those
feel?
micronutrients and all the energy to make you feel so good.
Yeah, it's true. So take that extra effort to buy those groceries at the grocery store, to take an extra hour in your week or your day or whatever to cook that better food, have some good food prepped. I just posted on Instagram the other day in a reel some meal prep that I did last week with some like super simple stuff that I put together to have throughout the week to make sure I was
Did
fueling
you?
myself. So
I might have
that's a good
missed that
idea.
one.
You know, you didn't. I worked really hard on
Oh.
it.
You're right, I didn't. Okay. And you guys know our third point for the independence is the daily walk. We
That, yeah.
stand by this. We stand by this. I love it because it's like time that I get to just like hang out with myself. And it's there are no requirements or like responsibilities when I'm just going on a walk.
I have my best thoughts on walks.
The most creative
Right.
time.
It's whether it's silent, whether I'm listening to music, whether I'm listening to a podcast. It's like, for some reason, that time of
It's
just
the
having.
combination of like you're more calm, you're with yourself, and the movement, I think, is what gets you going.
The movement gets my brain going. The like having no real responsibilities and just
In
being
that
me and my
moment.
thoughts and myself. Like, I have the best thoughts. Sometimes it puts me in the best mood. Like, it can really turn my mood around.
It
Or if
can.
I'm already feeling good, going on a walk when you're already feeling good,
Oh my
like,
God,
I
you
feel
want to
like the
like dance in the
queen of
street.
the
You want to
city.
dance in the
I feel
street.
like a queen sometimes when I'm just like by myself in a good mood going for a walk. Like, you feel unstoppable.
genuinely unstoppable.
Genuinely, it's crazy, and it sounds so simple, but it's like, look at people walking down the street next time you go out, and you're like, I wonder how many
I
of them
wonder what
are
they're
just
doing.
having their independent queen moment right now. You wouldn't know it, but put a little pep in your step.
It puts a pep in your
It puts a
step.
pep in your
It puts a
step.
pep in your step.
Plug in the podcast. I bet a lot of you guys are going for your walk right now, and I
Right.
hope that this is helping you, this is
Right.
motivating you, this is making you feel good, because you are a queen or a king, or you've got your crown, and you deserve to put a little pep in your step and be the independent bad bitch that you are. So keep on stepping on.
Stepping
Keep on
on.
stepping on.
Oh goodness, do not coin that.
No, that's it. That's the one and only time I will say that. It's not gonna be a thing.
It's not coming back again.
So another thing that will make you feel so good and independent is feeling accomplished in your schoolwork and in your work, whatever it is that you're doing. Stay on top of that stuff so that you don't feel like you're drowning in it and like you're like a slave to this work. It's
My
like,
goal for this week.
yeah, it's like if you can stay on top of your schoolwork and your work, you feel so accomplished. You feel so proud of yourself for these little things. You feel so independent because you're like, I got that done for myself. I did that. At the same time, if you're doing school classes or work that you're really passionate about, that you really care about, that's also an incredible feeling because you feel like you're really doing something with a purpose and you're working towards something that you care about so that this work doesn't just feel like tedious work. It feels like you're accomplishing things that you want to do and that you feel proud of. So I guess kind of 2 points here is like take classes that you're really interested in and that you see yourself pursuing
Game
and
changer.
that you want to do, like things that you want to learn about, things that you care about. Do work, whether it's the type of job that you really enjoy or with a company that you really care about and you're really passionate about,
At least in one aspect, I know, like.
Yeah, obviously, like, no, it's not all gonna be perfect. Like, it's still work and stuff. But if it can be something that you feel really passionate about or that you really care about, and it doesn't just feel
That you
like super
actually have an
tedious
interest in.
work, like you're actually working towards something that you care about, that is super empowering. So that's the first point to that. The other point is to just plan out that time and stay on top of your work so that you feel like you're getting
You're
it
getting
done
it
and it's
done.
not swallowing you.
Boom. And our final point for how you can practice independence is having a few really solid, good friends that support you in your independence. And this is what we talked about with you should be having friends of varying levels of friendship. Like, you have acquaintances, you have like friendly faces, you have people that you maybe go to coffee like once a month, right? And then you have the people that you talk to all the
Are your
time
core
and are like your
circle,
core
your
circle.
family?
And those are the people that you have that deeper connection with. Like, you know them better. They can support you, they can amplify your energy, they can encourage your independence in such positive and beneficial ways for you. Having that support system and that team kind of behind you and with you on it is going to just make it so much more effective and make that independence so much stronger.
I'm trying to think of like some other things because it's like fitness, food, and friends aren't the and
They aren't
work
the
like aren't the
only.
only things. There are so many different ways that you could find this independence. It
Right,
could be
journaling, like.
right, yes, journaling. It could be in a hobby as well. Do you like to make music? Do you like to paint or like have this
Practice those
artistic or
hobbies,
creative
yeah.
outlet or a hobby? Practicing those things that make you feel like you. Like that's what it's about because
There
it's
are
not
no
gonna,
rules with
yeah.
independence. It's like,
It's
it
not.
is so unique to you and to your life, to your interests.
Right. It's not, and it's not gonna be the same for everyone, but that's the whole point of it. That's why it's
That's why
independence,
it's
is because
independence.
it's filling your day with things or filling your life with things that make you feel like yourself, that make you feel proud and accomplished, that make you feel content and 100% with yourself. And there's a lot of things that are gonna work for everyone, like fitness and movement and nutrition and good
Right.
people, but there's also a lot of things that are gonna be unique to you,
Right.
and
And
that's kind of what makes it.
we say those things because those are the things that like we know the most and we know that they've worked for us and that they're pretty universal for working for people. Like, I can't draw.
Right.
I can't draw. Can't really sing. I do be singing, but it doesn't sound
I
good.
do be singing. That makes me feel like myself
But
sometimes,
it doesn't
singing.
sound good. So those things that you can tailor to yourself, do it. Right? But I can't. I'm just telling
A
you to go
side
for a
note, though,
daily
when you
walk
say that,
because I
like, you
can't.
can't draw and stuff, you're actually a decent drawer, but I have found recently that I have always told myself, I'm not artistic. I'm not good at drawing and art and stuff like that, but I found that I'm still very creative. I'm just creative in different ways, and I think that I always told myself that, like, I wasn't creative just because I am not good at drawing. I'm not very spatially aware in that sense. Like, I cannot just, like, draw something. But, like, I have found other ways that I am very creative and that I can still be very artistic. So my point in that is saying that there's never just one answer to something. Find the way that things work for you and that things fit for you. And don't just, like,
Find.
X something out. Don't be like, oh, I don't have a good voice, so I'm not musical. If you enjoy music, like, maybe you're good at an interest in maybe you're
An
good in
instrument.
maybe you're good at an instrument, maybe you're great at music production, maybe you just like learning about it,
Maybe
and
you just
like
like
maybe you
listening to
literally just
it.
like curating playlists and listening to it, right? There's not like one way to be musical or be artistic or to be independent. Like, there's not one way to do things. Find the ways that fill your cup.
What is it with these sayings today?
I'm feeling a little cheesy.
My God. Yeah, so going back to, we touched on friends and finding friends that support you. The truth is, you should want other people in your life because they can amplify your energy. You know, you can have fun with people. Connections with other people can make your life better. When you put all your energy into other people, though, you're just riding the wave of their emotions, their life, and that can leave you feeling alone and empty. It can be super unpredictable and end up being really draining. And that's when you are living for other people. When you still have those people in your life, but you focus your energy on yourself first, making sure you're solid, and you give that extra energy to others after you've already given enough to yourself, that's that independent aspect. And you should be giving extra energy to other people because it is beneficial to have other people in your life. But when you do, you're going to just feel all of the positive benefits of connecting with others without getting hit as hard with that draining aspect of it.
Yeah, the goal is to be good with yourself, and then friendships and relationships that are fitting and energizing for you will find you.
That's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm trying to let other people into my life while maintaining my independence and trying to figure that out. Like Anna said in the beginning, sometimes it can be taken too far, and that's when it's not good. That's when it's really, 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 really bad. And I realized that maybe I was getting a little bit too independent, and realized that independence, again, isn't about being alone, it's about being self-sufficient. And I feel like I'm at a point where I'm just so comfortable being independent, and I genuinely enjoy it. I like being able to do the things I want to do when I want to do them. I like the feeling of knowing that I'm capable of doing anything I set to my mind to, you know. For myself, with myself. And I like the empowerment I get from being independent. And that's not a bad thing at all. I've just been having a hard time opening that up for other people, be it friends or relationships. I'm trying to find how I can, you know, maintain my independence while forming connections with other people. And I'm finding that I don't want to give up any of my independence because I like it. So I don't really have an answer for this. I'm just
You're just trying
trying
to
to
find
find
your
figure this out.
balance. You're just trying to find your balance
Trying
with
to
it.
find my balance with it. So if I do, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I think it's funny because that's something like we've talked so much about our roommate Anna right now because she's like literally
Such
has
similar
become our
people.
best friend. Like we've all become so close. And it's a huge part of that is like we are all so equally independent, but we've just like found this like comfort and security in each other kind of because we
We all
all
get the
kind of we
we all
all kind of
understand
have
it.
that same experience of like being so independent and being almost a little bit nervous at this point to be dependent on other
Oh my
people.
God,
Would
so it's so scary at this
that the three of
point.
us have become dependent on each other a little bit, but the thought of like a lot like bringing other people into that is like kind of scary. But at least Anna and I have talked a lot that like the two of us are really at a point right now where we feel so independent and so content with ourselves that we really want to be bringing more people into our bubble and into our life, but we we also value relationships so high. Like
Yeah, that's
we
the
have
hard
very
part.
specific relationships that we want in our life and like very specific people,
And
and
I'm
we
not
don't
gonna
really
waste my time on the other
settle
ones.
and we don't really waste our time. And so it's kind of this struggle that we're going through right now where we're like we want
To
more of
expand
that. We
our.
want to expand our social circles. We want to experience other things. But
But it's hard because you don't want to sacrifice that independence that you've built up
it's
and
also
fear,
hard to
like,
find the right people. It's
it's
not
hard to.
easy. It's hard to find the
It
right
is
people.
so
It
hard to find
really
the right
is.
people.
But I mean, we do have like a lot of great people in our lives. It's true. Like when we really sit down and think about it, like there are a lot of people who
Yeah.
are great people. But I think we're talking almost like even in relationships at this point because all of us have been so independent that
Right.
like boys have not even been a factor, if I'm being completely honest. Like, don't think about that. Like,
Don't
never.
think
I think about
about them.
myself. I'm self-sufficient. But now we're at this point where we're like, okay, we feel so independent and content with ourselves. Like, that would be a nice aspect of life to
It could be beneficial.
kind of bring in right now. But then when you decide that
But
you
then,
want that,
okay.
it's not like the person just like comes immediately. It's like still we have this such high value of like the type of person we want. So it's this internal struggle of like feeling like I'm finally like actually kind of wanting a relationship and like wanting something like that, but then also just like not wanting to settle and still wanting to maintain independence. And
Right. But then
it's like
for me when it's like gets closer to like being an actual thing or like being real and I feel like I'm losing my independence,
she
I just
freaks.
exit stage left because that's scary. Like I don't want to lose that part of myself at all, but you do have to like you got to give a little bit if you've taken the independence thing a little too far. So that's where we're at right now. There's no answer to that. That's
Just like
just
everything else in life,
what
there
we're
needs to be a
thinking.
balance. You want to have the independence and be 100% with yourself, but with the idea that if you're independent and 100% with yourself, then you can have these great relationships with other people and you can
Right.
bring other people
Without
into it
compromising
without
on the other
compromise.
aspects.
So it is a balance. It's not one or the other. It's not like you don't want to be fully dependent on other people, but you don't want to be so independent that you literally cannot speak to another person. Like you want good people in your life, but it's about all of these people who are independent and secure with themselves coming together and having great
Right,
relationships.
right, right, right. And that's the whole thing. If you stay true to yourself, you're going to attract other people that are similar to you. You're going to attract other independent bosses.
Welcome to the
The double
double take.
take.
This question is, how do I stop feeling sad and lonely about being single? Which is a little bit
What we
kind
just
of
answered, what
related
we
to
just
what we
talked
were just
about.
talking about, because
Right.
it's like I'm constantly single, guys. If
Guys.
we're being honest, like we haven't talked about relationships and stuff much, which would be a really interesting episode to get into, but it's like of course like in Catherine and I have like had some sort of relationships, but neither of us have had like
No
a
labels.
serious like a serious relationship. Like anyone who I've like dated in like high school and stuff, like it hasn't lasted more than 2 months because it's just like if something isn't 100% for me, like
I'm not
it
wasting
just
my
doesn't
time
feel
here.
worth my time. And so because of that, we're kind of perpetually single. And it
But
goes
because, but like not in a bad way.
not in a bad way.
Just in a, I'm just not interested. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you
And
though.
but at the same time, it's like we're both open to that, but if you tell yourself like I need to have a relationship, I need to have a boyfriend and stuff, and then you don't have that,
Are we speak for yourself?
wait, then of course you're gonna feel like sad and lonely about it because you're telling yourself that that is something that you need to be happy when that's not true. Like a relationship should add to your life, but not having one should not take away from it because you should already be 100% with
Right.
yourself. So focus on having that independence, focus on loving yourself 100%, knowing yourself 100%, and then whoever comes into your life should only add to that, but not having them shouldn't take away from anything.
The other thing that we talk about all the time is anyone can get a boyfriend. Like, if you want one, you can have one. They may be horrible. You may not like them in the slightest, but the quantity is there. It's the quality that we actually care about. And if you're just looking for someone to fill the spot, like if you're saying you're lonely, you don't have to be lonely. Like, you can find someone. They may be horrible and they may do some damage. So it's about making sure that the quality is there, and you get that by making sure the quality in yourself is there and making sure your standards are high. And going back to that, stick with yourself until you feel like a boyfriend or someone, a relationship of any sort, will only amplify your already good and solid energy.
Mm-hmm. We all know those people who constantly have a boyfriend or constantly have a girlfriend. How do they do it? Because you can. Because you can. If you want to have a relationship at all times, you can have a relationship at all times, but the quality will not be there. And then you don't know who you are by yourself.
Right.
So if you're single, figure out who you are 100% by yourself and be so happy and secure with that, and only let people add to your life. Don't let the absence of them subtract from it.
How do you know if someone is toxic, and how do you space yourself from them?
If you're asking that question about someone specific and you're like thinking about them in the back of your mind, then they probably are, because you don't question if someone who isn't toxic is toxic. Like, you don't. So you know yourself and you know your relationship to the other person best. So it's your call. But if it's something you're thinking about, then chances are there's some aspect of the relationship that's unhealthy for you.
Right. And I have a massive problem with the whole spacing yourself from them thing. And it's a real big issue in my life. It causes so much stress. Because I never want to hurt someone's feelings by, like, stopping a friendship or whatever my connection with them is. And then I end up getting, like, dragged around. I let people remain in my life even though I really don't want them there. And that goes back to the whole, your life is not yours if you're always living for other people, which is what I really need to get through my head right now and in these situations, because it takes so much energy out of me. With that, you just need to set boundaries in a nice and respectful way. I am by no means a therapist, so like, I can't like tell you how to do that. It's gonna be personal to your situation. Communication and just like talking to someone is the best way to get anything done effectively. And it is such a difficult thing, and it's something that, I mean, everyone has to navigate at some point and is probably navigating right now. Take your time with it and make sure you're doing the right thing for yourself.
Okay. How do you stay close as sisters when you are in different states for college?
That's easy. We're actually roommates.
We're actually roommates. We have no space.
Not even a little bit.
Practically no time apart. And it's so funny because literally every
year... You're right. It's really, really funny.
Every year of our lives, every new chapter, we're always like, okay, like, we're gonna separate a little bit. Like, we're gonna make different friend groups and stuff like that.
No, we get physically closer.
All the time. We just keep getting closer and closer. And so we're like, not fighting it anymore, because what we've realized is, like, we look for the same things in people and in friendships, and we are so similar.
It's, like, impossible.
And we're so similar to each other and so similar in our values that it's, like, we work perfectly together, so why would we fight that? Like, right. We're lucky that we have this other person that works so well with us, so, like, we're not gonna fight that. But if you're talking specifically about you and your sister, or a sibling, or maybe a best friend when you're in different states for college or you're away, like, make an effort and make the time to stay close and talk to them. And quality over quantity. You don't need to be Snapchatting someone pictures of your face every day.
The Snapchats.
That is not a friendship. That does not maintain your relationship.
I hate Snapchat.
If you FaceTime someone once a week for an hour and you really talk and you catch them up on your life and you talk about how you're doing and you ask them how they're doing, that maintains the relationship. That is how you can take an hour a week to maintain a really quality relationship, instead of the quantity of feeling like you constantly have to be in touch with them but not getting any quality out of it. Like, you should both be living your lives where you are, like, be where your feet are, and then making an effort to maintain that relationship in a quality way.
How do you deal with bad body image days? drink some water, eat some nutritious foods, like we said, like eat a vegetable.
It's easy, I think, when you're having a bad body image day to like lean
Lean
into
into
that and then
it, but that's only gonna make it
eat poorly.
worse.
That only makes it worse. So do what you know is gonna like actually make you
Make
and
you
your body
feel
feel
good.
best.
Wear clothes that you're comfortable in. Just try to forget about it. Know that you're hot. Know that how you perceive yourself changes because you know yourself best. Like you notice all the tiny little changes on
How you
how you
feel and how you think
feel
you
and
look.
how you think you look. But other people just see you as the gorgeous person you are, and that doesn't change day to day.
What I think about when I am feeling a little extra ugly or I'm having a bad body image day is I think about like my friends and the people around me and I'm like,
Ever seen them look
have I
bad?
no, I'm like, have
Or
I
have I ever
ever
seen them?
picked out a day where I've been like, they look different today. They don't look as good today. No.
No.
Literally think about that. Next time you're having a bad body image day, be like, when's the last time that I saw one of my friends and I was like, their
Ugh.
body doesn't look that good today, or
Nope.
they look a little uglier today, or whatever.
Like,
Like, that
no.
doesn't
'Cause you don't
happen
see that in
because they
other
don't
people.
actually look different. They just look like themselves, and you know them for the person that they are, and you love them for the person that you are. The
And it's
same goes for
so,
you.
like, your physical appearance is made up of so much more than just how you look. It's how you act, how you talk, how you walk, how you carry yourself, like your energy
Exactly.
that you give off.
Exactly. But it's normal to feel like physically not
Oh,
as good
absolutely. Like,
sometimes.
those feelings are valid. You should.
But most of the time it is mental because like I said, like you see other people and you just see them. You don't see like, oh, they're not at their peak today. Like you
Right.
just see them. So people will just see you and they like you.
They're gonna
So
love you.
work on loving yourself and put on literally like put on whatever clothes are gonna make you feel best about it. Like if I'm having a bad body image day, like by no means
Sweatshirt.
am I gonna wear like skinny jeans and a crop top and like a bodycon thing because
Right.
that's just not gonna help. Like you wear what makes you feel best in that moment and you
And know that it's gonna change in a minute, and you're gonna go back to feeling hot and on top of the
right, it's so
world.
fluctuating, but speak kindly to yourself, work
Ready?
on that
Say it
inner
with me. Say
self-love
it
and
with
the
me.
100% what?
I'm hot.
I'm
I'm
hot.
hot.
I'm hot.
I'm so hot.
Say it out loud wherever you are right now. I'm hot.
We're waiting.
Yeah, you are.
How do you surround yourself with better friends? This goes back to the question about toxic people, and I mean, we've talked about friends a lot in this episode. It's way easier said than done, and it takes so long, it takes so much time, but just sticking to yourself, upholding your standards and the high image of yourself. I'll say it again, I promise it may take a while, but you will find those couple people that really stick with you.
Yeah, and your circle, like my circle is usually pretty small. Like I said, there might be a lot of good people around you, but the actual circle of people who I like
Really put
really
my energy
trust and really
into?
put my energy into and have a really good relationship is usually smaller but very good quality. So don't think that you have to like have 100 incredible friends. Like anyone who knows anything knows that when it comes to friendships and relationships, it's quality over quantity. So put your effort into the one or two or three or however many really good people in your lives that you know are like worth it and that you know really make you happy and bring good things to you and that you can trust.
Yeah, and when you also just put less pressure on it, like I have a few really good friends, like I've said, that I really click with, and we work well in each other's lives. And I have a lot of friends that I really enjoy, I really get along with, I like having them in my life, and that's that couple types of friendship, varying degrees. They're both necessary, and both will come when you stick to your values, when you're confident in yourself, you will attract those similar people that you'll get along with, and
And guys, just so you know, like, we feel the same way. We talk to ourselves
oh my God,
all
we
the
feel the
time and we're like,
same
why
way.
do we not have more close friends? But when you really think about it, it's not about quantity. It's about quality, and I'm really grateful for the people that I have in my life, and I just want to continue building those relationships. And you know, yes, making new friendships, making new
Always want
relationships.
to make new
You
friends.
always, but just stay true to yourself, keep putting yourself out there. Don't settle for bad people and put your energy into bad people. Wait around for those people that you really click with and that you really want in your life, and then put your energy into that. And like, it takes effort. Like,
It takes a lot of effort, it takes a lot of time, you'll get there. Thank you so much for listening.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. and that you are feeling your bad bitch independent energy right now, and that you've kind of like gotten something out of our perspective on independence, you know, our journey of having it and losing it and finding it and developing it and all of these things.
All of these things.
All of the things, because everything is a journey. Nothing is linear.
All right, one more time before we go. Say it with me.
I'm hot.
I'm hot.
See you next week.
Bye.